Proclamation number 6261, dated the May 20th, 1955. Divine guidance through the Spirit. If all of you meet the conditions which allow for the working of my Spirit in you, then the constant guidance through my Spirit will also be assured to you, and you need no longer fear that you are taking the wrong path. Then you will only encounter what my Eternal Father Spirit recognizes to be of benefit to your soul's maturity. However, fulfilling these conditions presupposes the sincere will to live within divine order, that is, you must want to do what is right. In the case you will make an effort to cultivate a life of love, you will believe in a supremely perfect being which had created you, and you will desire to enter into contact with this being. You will pray to him. And thus you will establish a connection with me, which is required first so that I can express myself through the Spirit. Without the fulfillment of this condition, it is impossible for my Spirit to work in you, since this would give rise to compulsory advancement. But once contact with me has been established so that I can influence you through my Spirit, you can also be convinced that your whole life on earth will be subject to this influence, that everything will therefore happen and approach you in a way that will move you upwards. For I will never lead you towards the abyss, but will draw you higher without fail. Admittedly, you must strive constantly. You should not become half-hearted or complacently hand yourselves over to all forces which seek to influence you. Instead, your resolve must ceaselessly be and remain inclined towards me. I must always remain your goal. Then you will reach your goal, me myself, to whom you have belonged since the beginning. My Spirit works in every person who merely has a positive attitude towards me, who acknowledges me and wishes to be seized by me. You humans must seriously question your attitude towards me, whether you reject me, whether you do not believe in the existence of a creator in relation to yourselves and therefore live your lives entirely separately from him, or whether you acknowledge me as existent and fear my power and therefore only feel a sense of discomfort when you sin against my commandments, whether you love me and therefore try to live in accordance with my will. You must seriously realize that the working of my Spirit in you can only ever take place when you unite with me in love. Therefore you cannot expect to become enlightened or guided by my Spirit if you are deliberately still apart from me, although you believe in my existence. Only your will to be closely united with me will result in the working of my Spirit in you, and then your life on earth will no longer be without guidance. Then everything will approach you such as my love recognizes to be good for you and your perfection. Then you will listen to the inner voice of the Spirit, that is, you will comply with your inner urge and, in a manner of speaking, will only do what my Spirit in you asks you to do. Amen.